Today's daf is daf Mem Zayin, and once again we begin with a very arousing. Woohoo! Mi shenizrak alav echad min adamim v'nitma. Now we saw yesterday there was a machloket that we had in the Mishnah about what is ma'akev. So we had in the Tanakhama of the Mishnah yesterday, is really the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to do everything, basically. Only at the very end, achar kach utar nazir lishtot yayin litabei lemetim. However, Rabbi Shimon said yesterday that kivon shenizrak alav echad min adamim, even without a haircut, it would also be mutter for the nazir lishtot b'yayin litamei lemetim, and that's all that counts. Today we will see that there is additional implication to this machloket, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you don't really complete the nazirut until you've done the whole seder of the korbanot and the tigalachat, so then according to him, if you had brought one of the korbanot and then became tamei, basically it turns out that that korban was never really brought because you were still in the middle of your nezirut. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, again, the whole thing is batal. Rabbi Eliezer of Sotera Takol. Now, at this point, the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah is only referring to days. Sotera Takol means the days of the nezirut is satur. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to end up reminding us that we know that the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that actually we are not soter days, other than 7 days, as Gzirat HaKatuv, if it's Biyom Melot. That's what it's talking about over here. So it can't mean Soteret HaKol all of the days. Therefore, it's going to end up meaning Soteret HaKol all of those Korbanot, as if you brought the Korbanot in the middle of the Yemei HaNizirut. Whereas according to the Chachamim, which is the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, Yavishar Korbanotav, what's the problem? Bring the rest of the Korbanot and everything would be fine. I mean, of course, you would have to become Tahar first, retire. Amrula, and indeed, the Chachamim pointed out to Rabbi Eliezer and Maaseh Shaya, that Maaseh b'Miriam Tarmodit, shenizrak alei achad min adamim. Actually, there was an Izira by the name of Miriam from the year of Tarmod that had exactly this happen to her. She was in the middle of bringing the korbanot. One of the damim were nizrak, and she got a message that her daughter's in the emergency room. Momrula Bita Shaitan Musukenet, and she ran to the hospital. When she got there, she died. She was exposed to the tumor. The Chachamim said, well, it doesn't matter. Let her bring the rest of her korbanot, and that will be fine. Obviously, she can't complete the whole Seder until after she's mitaherit, but that's a 7-day issue of Tehora. But meanwhile, the main difference would be that that first korban would still count. Katani Rebbe Eliezer Omer Soter Takol. Now, assuming that what he means literally is that you're Soter all of the days of the Nezirut up until the time of the Tuma, how could that be? V'omer Rebbe Eliezer, kol achar melot shiva Soter. I thought Rebbe Eliezer's shita is that there's a Kabbalah that on the day of the Melot, we're medayik from the Pasek, that if Tuma occurs after the end of the actual Nezirut, that it's a Gzerat HaKatuf, that it's only Shivat Yamim, that it's Soter and no more. So how could he say it's Soter Takol? Omar Rav, no, you misunderstand the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not talking about days here at all. When the Mishnah says Soter, my Soter Nami Tekamer Reb Eliezer, he means Soter Korbanotav, that all the Korbanot that were brought up until this point are going to need to be brought again, because in actuality, the Nizirut hasn't ended. And it's as if you brought the Korbanot at some point before the Seder of the Korbanot, in which case it won't count. Indeed, if you're medayik loshen, you'll see that that's clearly the entire thrust of the Mishnah. Hachinami mistara. Diktani v'chachomim omrim tavi shar korbanotea v'titaher. Take out that word shmamina, by the way. It does not belong here. They said, let her bring the rest of the korbanot. And ma'asenami b'miriam atarmodit shenizrak alechal min adamim bovo diu la'abita shaita besukenet. And here's the key words. Tavishar korbanoteha. You see, the whole issue is the korbanot. We're not discussing here the days of stira. They're arguing about whether she has to bring all the korbanot over again, or could she continue now and bring just the rest of the korbanot that she owes. Shemamina, clearly that's the point. Hadron alach shalosha minim. כהן גדול ונזיר אין מתאמים לקרוביהם. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, as opposed to a Kohen Hediot, are not allowed to be mitame even to the closest relatives. Now these next words, Ava mitamim lemeit mitzvah, do not appear in the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi. And we shall see in the Gemara, Tosus brings a raya that they could not have appeared in our Mishnah either, and that they're actually taken from the words of the Sifri, that indeed have this Mishnah in terms of the Dik for the Pasuk, but the Gemara is going to be medayiket from somewhere else, not from the Mishnah, therefore couldn't have been here. Now, in a case where Ayum Ha'alchin Baderach, suppose a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are walking together, Umatsu Meit Mitzvah, who should be Mitame? Says Rebbe Eliezer, well, the Kohen Gadol has less of a Kedusha than a Nazir. Yitame HaKohen Gadol V'Hayitame Nazir. Why? We'll see in a moment about the basis of the Machlokas. Chachomim Omrim, on the contrary, Yitame Nazir V'Hayitame Kohen Hediot. So here's the machlok. So my name is Rabbi Eliezer. I say yetame kohen she'eno mevi korbanot tumato, v'yetame nazir she'eno mevi korbanot tumato. Is it the very fact that there's no chiyav of a korban on a kohen gadol was mitame, but there is a chiyav of a korban on a nazir was mitame? Isn't that itself an indication of the chumrah of the exposure of a nazir to tuma above a kohen gadol? So therefore, the Torah is bringing megala to you, which one should avoid tuma more than the other. If there's a choice, look, both of them have a chiyav to be metame for a Beit Mitzvah. Obviously, we'd like to do the one that's going to be less of a problem. Mashmaut here is that the Beit Mitzvah is a dichui, not a hutra. Because if it's hutra and there's no iser at all, would it really make this kind of difference? However, in fact, it's really a machlokas we've shown you. Initially, Rashi, and Tosafot, we'll let Rishonim get into the question of whether Tumat Beit Mitzvah is considered to be Hutra or Nitcha. And is it the same necessarily for a Kohen or a Nazir? I mean, we don't bring that up as an element. Certainly, if it was Nitcha for one and Hutra for the other, so why should we be Docha for somebody that's not an Isser at all? So that, Lachor, whatever it is, it's going to be the same for both. Okay? Then we'll see Diyukim through our Sugya what the Halacha is, but in fact, it's really a Machloket. There is all kinds of interesting questions that come up about issues like this of hutra. I mean, because consider for a moment that somebody wants to be b'kayim his mitzvah. Well, let's even take a case where a kohen's going and he's got a cell phone. He could call the chaver kaddisha. Should he call the chaver kaddisha, or should he be mekaver the mace because it's a mate mitzvah? Then there's a further shaila, which is really comes up in other circumstances also, aloch lamaisa. Suppose it's going to cost him money, because he could call somebody, but he'd have to pay workers to come and to bury the mace and so on. Should he pay money to avoid the chiyav, or is it it's his mitzvah, so he should be mitameh? Where is this nogea? It's nogea also other cases, and here's where it comes up, the nafkamina v'tzut r'tchuyah. Comes up other cases, and they bring riots from this case, an interesting case that actually came up, halacha lemaisa, was sent to the Tzanzarov, was sent ex post facto because people felt guilty that maybe they made a mistake. But there was a man who was on his way to a doctor's appointment. It was the kind of doctor that you could get only, you had to use a lot of influence to get the appointment. He was a poor man who was desperately ill, and people had sent him to this doctor. He comes into a town, and he leaves the town on Shabbos. So he's hiring. They see he's hiring a taxi on him. It was a horse, obviously. Right? And so they ask him, well, what's going on? So he says, well, I must get to this appointment, Sakonis Nefashas. And the only way I can get there, because I don't have the money to be able to hire, a fast personal special, I got to go on a Sheirut, or whatever it was in those days, which was leaving on Shabbos. I have to leave on Shabbos. So the mice said they wished him well, and he went off on Shabbos. Afterwards, they sent the Shaila. Were they responsible to actually hire? Maybe they shouldn't have let him be Mechal Shabbos. No? So over there also is a whole Shaila, because look how big Shabbos, the Shabbos is Tchuya, not Hutra. So they try to bring a raya from this. but that's where it comes up. Lamaisa, we paskin that you're not Mechuyav. The Ramah actually paskins in this case to go ahead and do You don't have to go hire somebody to do a mitzvah.
It's interesting that such sugya should be nagei halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh nazir kohen gadol.
So the Tanakama, the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Eliezer, and I said, look, it's all very nice that there's a chiyuv of a korban. However, benogea, what is more chomer? What kedusha is more chomer? The kedusha of a nazir, the kedusha of a kohen gadol? Yitamai nazir she'en kedushato kedushat olam, v'yitama kohen she'kedushato kedushat olam. A nazir, even in the event that perhaps this nazir was makabel on himself, nazir is forever. Okay, but the mitzias of a nazir is that it's 30 days. That's tam naziris. You perhaps extended that, but in its essence, nazirut is not a permanent condition and doesn't create an existential kedusha the way being the kohen does. So therefore, even a kohen, forget about a kohen gadol, zayitam a kohen, even a normal kohen should not be mechalal his kedusha if there's a nazir, because his kedusha is kedushat olam. Now it could be that the Chachomim would be saying that this is the only criterion, and the question of the korban may not be a function of the chumra of the tumah. It may be a halacha in the din of restarting the zirut, be unrelated, perhaps the tumah per se. So, or I mean, it may be just a question of which one is. What do we look at? Do we look at the level of kedusha, and that's what we need to protect? The kedoshim yule Elohim, that's our responsibility. Or do we look at the iser, in violating iser? Again, you could see how that itself may be nogeh the machlokas, whether it's hutra or whether it's tchuyah. So says the Gemara, look, let's take it step by step over. There's a lot of minor differences. We're taking some very broad strokes here in the Mishnah. Nazir, kohen gadol, okay. Bishlam kohen gadol of a nazir, I got it. Each one explains, high sovar kohen gadol adif, high sovar nazir adif. We see that in the Mishnah. We have some other broad strokes that it's easy to determine what the halacha would be. Let's say you've got a mashuach b'shemen ha-mishkan and a meruba begad. You have two kohanim gedolim. Now remember that there's two ways to be kodesh b'kuna gedola. You could be kodesh by having the actual shemen ha-mishkan while they still had the shemen ha-mishkan. And then after Yoshio was gonez the shemen ha-mishkan, we also have a remez in the pasuk that actually just putting on the big day kuna of the kohen gadol creates a level of the kedusha kohen gadol if it's together obviously with the minui as a kohen gadol. So in a case where you have two kohanim gedolim, one a mashuach b'chama and one a meruba begadim, who comes first? That's also obvious. What isn't obvious, as Tosis points out, is how the heck could you ever have a case where you have two kohanim gedolim? Since by definition, if you wanted a kohen, the only way we would appoint another kohen is if something was nifsal for the kohen gadol. And then if he came back and he's now available, so then the din is that the rishon is chozer l'avodato, but the second one is not chozer l'avodato. But that's a different question. That's the next question the Gemara is going to raise. An active kohen versus an inactive kohen. So then where would ever this case be? Tosfos comes up with a very interesting chiddush. And his chiddush is that in a case where the replacement had worked for many years. See, what happened is during the time of the persecutions, you had a kohen gadol who was still available, the Shemna Mishk was still available. So fine, he was working as a kohen gadol, and then he ran away, and they had to appoint somebody else. At that point, it was already after the Geniza of the Shemna Mishk. 10 years later, he comes back. In such a case, you're not going to say, well, you were just a replacement. Well, just a replacement. He was a kohen for 3 months, and I was a kohen for 10 years. What do you mean I'm just a replacement? So there it doesn't make sense to say the din, that the one who took the replacement will be mavrahim, will go back to the other. So in that case, enochinami, we would be stuck with two kohanim gedolim. So what would we do in such a case? Interesting. There's other case that Tosis brings up a possibility, maybe on Yom Kippur itself, that he hadn't come back yet. So we have the two kohanim gedolim before he had actually done the Aveda. You can't be kovra mace on Yom Kippur. But the same question would be for kovra mace. Suppose the mace is lying in the sun.
So now you have to move him out of the sun, so he shouldn't decompose. So did he cover a mace? L'chora, that's also nitch, which is a big kiddush. It's also nitch in terms of mate mitzvah. It's not just the kvur of the mate mitzvah be covered, but that could happen in Yom Kippur. Because you can be mavirim b'chamal etzel, through tricks, but you can be mavirim on Yom Kippur too. You'd have the same shayla there. We wouldn't have a chance yet to pask in the Avara. Okay, but in any event, assuming we have such a case, what would be? Obviously, the Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishkel would be better in terms of his level of Kedusha. On an objective level, this is not an emotional response. I'll prove it to you because Dilo Bishuah B'Shemin Amishka may be par haba al kol hamitzvot v'ilo meruba begadim. Anyway, the din is a special korban for a kohen mashiach. Ve'im a kohen a mashiach yecheta. So what's that korban? It's a special din. First of all, he doesn't bring a normal korban chatas. He only brings a korban on a shogeg that comes through hora'ah, similar to Beit Din. By the way, this is not a par haba kol mitzvot. Some people make the mistake of thinking it means the par he'alim davar shel tzibur, which is also called the par haba kol mitzvot. However, as Tosus points out, the par haba kol mitzvot is not brought by a kohen gadol necessarily. Any kohen can bring the par haba kol mitzvot of the tzibur. This is a reference to the par, which is brought by a kohen Godol, Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishkel, makes a mistaken Hora'ah and then actually does the Maisa of Isser that his mistaken Hora'ah was about. That's the only time he brings a Korban Chatas Bishkaga. And instead of bringing a Kisbar, Siyira, the way a normal person would, and instead of bringing it just through the action the way a normal person would, he needs to do Hora'ah, and he brings a Par and not this lower level of Kisba V'Siyira. And that's only a Korban for a Kohen Gadol was Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishkel. It says specifically in the Pasuk, Ima Kohen HaMashiach Yecheta. A Merubah Begadim may have a din of a Kohen Gadol, but a Meshuach HaMashiach he isn't. So therefore, he is Odif from the Merubah Begadim. Now how about in a case where you have a Meshuach She'avar, you have a Meshuach that now is no longer the Kohen, and in his place now, we have a Merubah Begadim. What would be the din over there? There, the Merubah Begadim is Odif, because the Merubah Begadim is Ovid Avodah, whereas a Meshuach She'avar, once he's left the Kehuna, he doesn't do any Avodah. So he's Lav Bar Avodahu at all. Now, it depends, of course, what he was Ovar from. How about if you've got two cases? One who was over Machmat Kiryo. So one is a Kohen Gadol who was Raya Keri, and now he's waiting to become Tohar. And then we have another one who had been appointed as the Kohen Gadol before this one had gotten Tohar, and he is suddenly discovered to have a Mum. So he was over Machmat Mumo. So which one is better? The Machmat Kiryo is Odif, because the Keri, he's already just waiting till he's Tohar. Tomorrow he's going to be able to do the Aveda. Whereas the mum, I mean, even if it's a mum over, as Tosis points out, I mean, there's no surety as to when it's going to disappear. Maybe it'll disappear today, I mean, but it could disappear in a month, you know? So therefore, we don't consider him to be on the same level of Kedusha, because it's not roi for Aveda in the same way. At all until he gets rid of the mum. So all of these cases, I understand. Now, here's some of the questions that I have that I'd like to determine. Ibayelahu, how about if you have a case of a Meshuach Milchama and a Skan? Now, here we get into some really fascinating details. The Skan is the Kohen that is appointed to take the place of the Kohen Gadol in the event that he should be Raya Keri on Yom Kippur. We have to have a Kohen who is prepared, and we do the same preparations from we do for the Kohen Gadol, or some of the same preparations, and he has to be there in reserve, as the Gemara in Yuma points out. So, in essence, he was appointed, that Sagan, to do Avodah. In the event, a Meshuach Milchama is appointed for maintaining the morale and the moral structure of the army during times of war. So, what would be the halakha over there? Haimi Nayu Adif. Which one is more choshev? Is a Meshuach Milchama Adif? He's more choshev, therefore should not become Tomei. Dechazi Milchama, because he is used for Milchama, and therefore the entire Tzibor is dependent on him. And that's something which everyone is involved in. Or do we say that the Sagan is Adif because in his essential minui, he was appointed for Avodah. And perhaps Avodah is more important than Milchama. Fascinating, fascinating question. I'll tell you. I mean, it would have been possible to read that the question is, as the Gemara points out later, Tolui by Rabim. So that the issue would be, it's anybody can do the Aveda, but not anybody can be a Meshuach Milchama. In the sense that he's got to have the moral stature. I mean, remember, Pinchas was the original Meshuach Milchama. He's the model for a Meshuach Milchama. He's got to have the moral stature, and he's got to have the communication ability to be able to give soldiers the feeling of the importance of what they're doing. And therefore, we call it Tolei Boi Rabim. The funny thing is that the Gemara doesn't see a difference between one being Roi Laveda, but only needed in the event that something happens to Kohen Gadol, and the other one being necessary for war. I mean, maybe it's even B'shas Milchama. It doesn't raise that question. And the truth is, there's a lot that is left out, as I'm about to explain. But when we read this Braita.
But the Meshuach Milchama, is it necessary for him to be in a state of Tara?
Yes. Let me get to you in a second. Let's bring this Braita. Toshma Tanya ain bein Meshuach Milchama lezgan. There's no difference between a zgan kohen gadol and a Meshuach Milchama other than this case. Ela sheima yuma achin baderach umatzu meit mitzvah. So in that case, Yitameh Meshuach Milchama v'Yitameh Asgan. So you see that a Meshuach Milchama is the one that is more roi to be Tameh. Asks the Gemara, but isn't there a bright that it says the exact opposite? V'Tanya Meshuach Milchama kodem l'Asgan. Omer Mar Zutra. Meshuach Milchama kodem l'Asgan means he's more important than the Asgan. Is talking about li'inyan lahachayoto. Let's say both the zgan and the Meshuach Milchama are endangered. Who do you save first? You can only save one. Okay, who do you save? So over there, the Meshuach Milchama is adif. My time at the Tolu by Rami. He is more necessary for the tzibur, and therefore we save his life. But li'inyan tum'ah, if you're talking about tum'ah, the skan has a greater sensitivity to tumah. The Tanya Rebbe Chanina ben Antigna Somer, Lama Tiknu Skan the Kohen Gadol. Look, the position of skan doesn't appear in the Torah. Why do we create the position of skan? She'im irabo psul harei nichnas u'meshamesh tachtav. We create a skan in order that he be available for avoda. And therefore, in order to maintain the tahira of the avoda, it's more important for the skan just in that one thing, to be available, b'kedusha. Now, Tosis points out there's something very strange about this sugya. To say in a brighter, there's no difference between a skan and a Meshuach Milchama, other than this point about who is walking first, is so completely not true. Because the din is that, fascinatingly, a Meshuach Milchama has the same din as a Kohen Gadol in many, many issues that a skan does not. He's not poreah, he's not poreah, mi azechiev on a betula, he's aser on an almona. These are things that are unique to only two Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol and the Meshuach Milchama that were marba in the Gemara. So how could we possibly say such a thing? This the Gemara doesn't consider to be significant in terms of the darga of his kedusha. It's really strange that we talk about as if this is the only thing. The only point that Tosus answers over here is that the meaning of ein bein, x le y, can sometimes be used ein bein lekula, bein x le y. In other words, there's tons of chumras that you've got, but there is one kula that we would go, which is the gabe tumah. But, I mean, it still doesn't answer the fact that the Gemara doesn't even consider it to be worthwhile mentioning that the darg of Kedusha of the Meshuach Mechama is greater than the darg of the Kedusha of the Zigan, which until now was the significant issue we were bringing. What's the darg of a Kohen Meshuach versus a Kohen Merubah Begadim? To leave that out is mind-boggling. Because we're only interested in the question of who's more important to keep Torah. For logistical reasons. Logistics of Avayda, logistics of the Tzorche HaMilchama. Why not use the Meshuach Mechama?
Yeah.
Because the Iker Minui of the Meshuach Mechama is for purpose. It's not to do Avayda. It's purposeful to do, he's used specifically for Milchama. The fact that if he does Avayda, he would do it, the Big Day Kohen Gadol and things like that, is irrelevant to the question of let's have him do it. In a sense that dilutes his presence. He has a unique presence of being the equivalent of a Kohen Gadol in guidance and issues of war and morality. Remember, I mean, it's not just the question of morale, it's also morality. He's there to make certain, you know, that if you're not prepared to fight because you have Averas Beyotre, you shouldn't be here, and so on. You know, so it's not just a question of giving them the pep talk. It's also a question of being machzen and b'tshuva, or sending back people who don't feel ro'i to be fighting and things like that. So, I mean, it's a fascinating insight, this Gemara. I mean, that takes the two issues completely out of the normal dinim and looks at them only in terms of their function for the tzibur. It's remarkable. I mean, it takes for granted that that's what to look at, instead of the darga of the Kedusha in terms of the Avodah. To me, it's very striking. And that element of Rishonim don't even discuss. Just a question of how the Brayta could possibly say, ain't bein. Right? They didn't have Kol Nidre in those days, so it wasn't Nagir. The Skan. The Skan, of course, only the Skan. That's why we create the Skan. That's the whole point of Reb Chanina ben Antignes is making. Now, says the Gemara. Okay, so we've settled the issue that was bothering me, but what I note here is that Atkan Mopligei Lepagon Gadol V'Nazir Ki Ka'az Ba'Alei Adoni. The entire Machlokas in Mishnah with the Chachomim, Reb Eliezer, is only where Kohen Gadol and Nazir are walking together, so who's the one that should be Bechalal himself, so to speak, Betuma? But, I mean, everybody seems to agree, Chad Chad L'Chudei, Bar Itmuye Inon. There's no question that each and every one of them is Chayev in a Meit Mitzvah. It's only a question of who goes first. Now, from here, Tosafot says, clearly, it couldn't have said that in the Mishnah. Because if it had said it, it would be a little silly for us to be medayik. Well, we notice that the only question is if they're together, but it must be that each one is put there. If the Mishnah opened up with the words, Avo Mitamim Lameit Mitzvah, therefore, says Tosafot, it's clear that the Mishnah in Yerushalmi is correct not to say those words. Because, I mean, that's not the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is that they're Enam Mitamim B'Kroveyim. You know, and then we take for granted that we introduce the next case. What would they do in the case of Beit Mitzvah? Okay, so here we're being medayik. How do we know, in fact, that that's true? Minani Mili, where do we get the idea that even though the Torah is so makpid, not to be metame even for a relative, that they should both be metame, alone obviously, should be metame if they find a complete stranger who's a Beit Mitzvah? The Tana Rabbana. Al kol nafshot meit lo yavod. It's remarkable that just as we're holding in Shabbos Parshas Emor, we should be darshening now all of the psukim in Emor. It's great to get to this sugya right here. So it says in our Parsha, al kol nafshot meit lo yavod. This is in reference to a Kohen Gadol. La aviv uleimo lo yitama, it says. Now, I mean, when it starts talking about al kol nafshot meit lo yavo, could you tell me what that means? Is that talking about rechokim? He shall not be metame himself for non-krovim. Well, I didn't need a pasuk to tell me that. Kavachomeru. If a kohen had yod, we already learned out, it was metame the krovim. Eino metame le rechokim. So now that we're coming to tell me the din of a kohen gadol,
We're over there. He's not metame even lekrovim. I mean, certainly he's not going to be metame lerechokim, right? So eino din sheinu metame lerechokim. So where it says al kol nafshot meit lo yavo, it means al kol nafshot meit krovim. So then what do you have to list the krovim? What do you have to say? Laviv, limo, lo yitama. That's what you just said. You said al kol nafshot meit lo yavo. Tosfos points out that the words shuhu eino metame lekrovim eino din is not a very good idea, because then that would mean, well, you just based the whole idea on the fact that it says la viva limo lo yitama. You said, if you know that, but I don't know that yet. You're trying to prove that I don't need to know that. So Tosfos says that it doesn't really mean that. The point is, it's a straightforward kavachomer. A kohen gadol is not going to be less than a kohen had yet. No, it's included. It could be using the word kavachomer because it turns out to really be a kavachomer. But, I mean, the fact is, you don't lose your status of a Kohen Hedyot just because you became a Kohen Gadol. You add. So if you were already usher as a Kohen Hedyot to be betameli l'rechokim, I mean, what's the point of saying to me, don't be betameli l'rechokim? Of course not. I already couldn't be betameli l'rechokim. So it must be adding an issue, don't be betameli l'krovim. In which case, why bother saying le'aviv l'imo? Ah, that's the point. La'aviv hudeinu metame. Therefore, it stresses now, don't be metame to a father, but do be metame to something else, because, I mean, that's the only point of mentioning it. What would that somebody else be? Metameu l'meit mitzvah. And why does it say le'imo? Well, Le'imo, remember, I mean, le'imo, this is part of a very important gezeirah shavah that we need to extend the dinim that we just had of a Rebbe. Remember, just this week we learned, last week we learned Rebbe. Titania Rebbe Omer, it says by a nazir, bimotam, note that it stresses over there, bimotam, lo yitama lahem bimotam. Why does it say bimotam? I mean, that's what we're talking about. So it's to stress that bimotam only for tumat meite no metame, avo metame ola niga amul zivatam, that a nazir is allowed to be metame to an individual who is going to be metame in bitzaras, even though it says the ikar limadir is for tzaras, because tzaras is compared to mate. I mean, otherwise, why would I think, you know, it's al nati kamate? Why would I think that there's an iser ziva? I mean, okay, but even tzarat, which is compared to mate, comes along the pasuk, it says, it's not bimotam. So therefore it's mutter. So now, to extend Rebbe's drasha, I have to say to myself, ein li ela b'nazir. That din of bimotam was said in the context of nazir specifically. Laviv, limo, leachiv, lachoto, lo yitama lahem bimotam. Ki nezer elohav al rosho, all about nazir. How do I know that that would be true even for a kohen gadol? He's allowed to be metame for ziva and sarat minayin, amrit. Ah, here is the limud, you see. What does it need to say imo? That's the question. Lo yamer imo b'kohen gadol. There's no point in mentioning the imo, is there? I mean, because after all, she'in tamud lo mashrei kal v'chomer hu. Isn't it a kal v'chomer not to be metame l'imo? Now, the truth is, Tosis is bothered by this. What do I need a kal v'chomer? You just got finished saying, al kol nafshot meit is a reference to all nafshot meit of krovim. That's what you used originally to prove that that aviv is unnecessary. So what do I need to know a whole kavachomer of why imo is not necessary? It's not necessary for the same reason that aviv is not necessary. Says Tosafot, that's not true though. Because you see, by aviv, you never really know. How does he know who his father is? He's relying on an assumption that this is his father, because we have a chazaka. Usually we assume if a woman gets pregnant, even if she's been sleeping with other people, it's much more likely that her husband impregnated her than somebody else. But to rely on that as an absolute is ridiculous, which is why when we're mispallel for someone who's ill, we never mention the father's name. You don't want to be mispallel for the wrong guy. There may not be. No, seriously. No, this is true. You want to be mispallel. You want to be very good. You want to be absolutely certain you got the right person. So maybe that's the reason that the Torah said not to be metame, because he can't be sure that it's his family. But when it comes to Imo, I might think that ain't achinami. In that case, it's clear. And so he should be metame. Therefore, I need a kal vachomer to show the Torah is not including that suffix in the entire question of tuma. So I'm going to bring now a proof. Because look, it's a kal vachomer. Umayim b'makom shekohen hedyot mitame. Look, let me ask you something. A kohen hedyot can be mitame to his brother. But which brother? His brother from his father. Remember that? We learn that from Bnei Yaakov by for Yibum and for this purpose. So over there, a kohen gadol is not mitame even to the father. Right? So the kohen hedyot is mitame even to a relative through a father. The Kohen Gadol is not even mitame to his father. So a mokom she'en Kohen Hedyot mitame, lachiv me'imo. A Kohen Hedyot who can be mitame to a brother is not mitame to a brother from a common mother and not a common father. So you see from there, the kal vachomer eino din she'en Kohen Gadol mitame le'imo. So for sure that means that the Torah is more machshiv, the mishpachat, Ha'em, a'av, then it's makshim the mishpachat ha'em, despite the suffix element. Now we've got a kal v'chomer, okay? So, im zachita mihadim, if you now have a kal v'chomer to teach you, that a kohen gadol, for whom we know that he cannot be metabel aviv, is certainly not going to be able to be metabel iman. So, therefore, ma tamud lomar imo b'kohen gadol, what would be the point of mentioning imo? The only point is to have an extra pasuk to use for the comparison to the nazir. Mufna, indeed it's left open to be panui for the drasha, lahakish, v'ladon himena gezera shava, namely, ne'emar imo benazir. We find the Torah stresses openly, la'aviva li'imo la'chiva la'choto lo yitaba by nazir. V'nemar imo b'kohen gadol, it also says by the kohen gadol, la'aviv le'imo lo yitama. So ma imo amur benazir, just like benazir, it stresses b'feirush b'motam, that it's only an iser b'motam, eno metame ava metame ula nigam b'lazivatam. He can be metame for the nega, or the ziva of the mother, actually not only of the mother, but b'chlal, but I'm saying that's how we say the drasha. So too, Af imo amur b'kohen gadol. It's to teach me that there's only an iser of tumah b'motam, eno metame ava metame l'nigam l'zivatam. So this proves to us now, meanwhile this closes the drasha, that indeed a kohen gadol is metame to l'beit mitzvah, and meanwhile we figured out what we did with l'imo. Ashkechan kohen gadol, but how are we knowing that a nazir should be metame to a beit mitzvah? For that, we have to stay tuned to the next exciting episode of Daf Yomi. Stay tuned. Mishin is rakalav echad menadabi v'nitma. Rebbe Eliezer omer soter atakov v'chachomim omrim yavi sharka menatav yitaher. Amrulo maaseh b'miriam atarmodit. Shiniz rakalav echad menadamir mobo v'amrulo albita shaita mesukenet. V'alcha v'matza'a shemeita. V'omru chachomim tavi sharka benoteh v'titaher. Katani, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Soter, Atakol, how could that be? Omer, Rebbe Eliezer, call Acher Malot, Shiva Soter, not Akol. Omer, Rav, he doesn't mean Soter on the days, he means Soter, Namidikam, Rebbe Eliezer means Soter, Kabanotav. Hokinami, Mistav, Vedictori, Vachachamim, Omrim, Tavi Shar, Kabanotav, Vetitaher, or Yavi Shar, Kabanotav, Yitaher, Umaase Nami, Bimiriyama, Tarmodit, שנזרק עליה אחד מן הלמיר מבוא והודיעוה על ביתה שהייתה מסוכנת, והלכה ומצאה שמתה, ואמרו חכמים, תביא שער קרבנותיה ותתאר שמה מנהם. כהן גדול ונזיר, אין מתאמים לקרוביהם, אבל, although this is, doesn't really belong in the Mishnah, מתאמים למת מצווה. היו מלכים בדרך המתו מת מצווה, רב אליעזר, יתמי כהן גדול ויתמי נזיר, וחכמים אומרים יתמי נזיר ויתמי כהן גדול, אמר להם רב אליעזר, יתמי כהן שאינו מביא קורבנות טומאתו, והיה יתמי נזיר שהוא מביא קורבנות טומאתו, אמרו לו, יתמי נזיר שאין קדושתו קדושת עולם, והיה יתמי כהן כשקדושתו קדושת עולם, סבישלם הכהן גדול ונזיר, היי סבר כהן גדול עודף, היי סבר נזיר עודף. Meshuach b'shem ben ha-mishcha, umru b'begon. It's also pashat. The Meshuach b'shem ben ha-mishcha is odi, if the Meshuach b'shem ben ha-mishcha may be parabal kala mitzvot, v'ilom umru b'begon, eno mevi. In a case we would have a Mashuach Shavar and a Merubah Begadim. Certainly a Merubah Begadim is Zadah because a Merubah Begadim at least can do the Avayda, Avayda, and the Mashuach Shavar is Lav Bar Avayda. Okay, how about if you've got two Kohanim that are Ovru? Avar Machmat Kiruyo, the Avar Machmat Mumo. So over there, Avar Machmat Kiruyo is Adif because Yilvay Chazil Avadol Machar, the Ilu Avar Machmat Mumo, you never know. I mean, maybe not. Lo Chazil Avadol. What my doubt is about this case, Iboilo. A Mashuach Bechama and a Sgan, Haminayo Adif. Mashuach Bechama Adif the Chazil Milchama, Odum a Sgan Adif the Chazil Avodah. Tashma, the Tani, Ein Ben Mashuach Bechama and a Sgan. Elashim Oyam Alchim Baderach Umatz Omeit Mitzvah, Yitameh a Mashuach Bechama, Vayetameh a Sgan. What? Vatani Mashuach Bechama, Kodam a Sgan. Omer Mazur, the Kodam means the Inyan Achayuto. There are Mashuach Bechama, there is more important, is only if my time in the Tolabe Rabbim. Whereas in your tumah, the skan is odif, because obviously tumah has much more nogei the avoda than it is the milchama. The tani Rebbe Chanina ben Antignus Omer lama tiknu skan the kohen gadol sheim irabo psul areinich nasu b'shamish tachtav. Anyway, atkan lo plegei la b'kohen gadol benazir kikaz b'ari adari. But everybody is definitely agreed that a kohen and a nazir alone definitely are both chayev for tumah lebet mitzvah. So chat uchudei bari tmuya inon mino ani mili. To turn around, now, kol nafshot meit lo yavo, which it says by a kohen gadol, what do you think it's referring to? But mea katu medaber iber chokim. It's a kav v'chomer. If a kohen had yot, who is metame l'krovim, eino metame l'chokim, certainly a kohen gadol, she'eno metame l'krovim, eino din, she'eno metame l'chokim. And anyway, every kohen gadol is at least a kohen had yot, right? Ela b'krovim katu medaber. In which case, what's the point of saying la'aviv? Ah, point is, laviv udeinu metame, or metamei or lemeit mitzvah. And what's the point of saying le'imo? That's exactly Shava, look at Rebbe, the Tanya. Rebbe Omer, it says, gabi nozir, bimotam, and we darshim bimotam, inu metame, tam, le negam, le zivatam. The question was raised, ein li ela benazir, how do you know that's true about b'kohen gadol minayin? Amret, lo yamer imo b'kohen gadol. Don't give me any kind of arguments, because it's clear it would be a kavachomer anyway, even with the suffix. A kavachomer, umayim b'makam, shekohen adyot mitamei la'achiv mi'aviv. That nonetheless, ein kohen gadol mitamei even la'aviv. So, a makom she'ein kohen adyot mitamei li'achiv mi'imo, in the she'ein kohen gadol mitamei li'imo. So apparently we're less machshim, mishpachat ha'im for this purpose. So if l'maisa, I know it from a kavachomerim, zachita mi'adin, what's the point? Must be that it's mufna lakish l'adunim en gezeira shava. Namely, ne'amari mo benazir, ve'ne'amari mo b'kohen gadol. So just like my imo amur benazir b'motame no metame, ava metame l'nigam ulzivatam, af imo amur b'kohen gadol b'motame no metame, ava metame l'nigam ulzivatam. Hopefully they're on their way to Tehran.